Well, we're not really seeing an increase per se in the cases of animal hoarding. What we're seeing is an increase in the agencies taking definitive action on these situations. A lot of folks, because of shows like Animal Cops and the Animal Planet Channel, hoarding the television series, are realizing that this is a problem, and they're calling their local agencies, their police departments, their animal controls, their mental health agencies, and trying to get these people and animals the services they need.
What's the difference between an animal hoarder and someone that's just trying to help?
Sometimes that line is very blurry. Folks start out with their best of intentions. They look to try and help animals. And because their heart is so large, they sometimes lose sight of what's going on around them.
Sure.
And they go quickly from having a manageable number of animals to having an unmanageable number. And that's when both people and pets end up suffering.
The good news is that whenever media outlets pick up on these stories, you get flooded with phone calls for adoptions. But animals aren't always ready or available for adoption. What are some of the other ways that people can help out?
When we have these types of cases, obviously the urge is to run in and adopt the dog they saw on the news story last night. But
right.
What we tell folks they can do is be a daily advocate for your local animal shelter. Some of the things people don't realize that they're getting ready to throw out, like those old towels and blankets, those things are like gold to animal shelters. A towel or a blanket in a kennel can make all the difference for that scared, stressed pet that's come in to have something warm and comfortable to lay on. And, you know, things that people, even if you don't have animals, have around the house that you can help by donating that help shelters. Things like 5-gallon trash bags, a gallon of bleach, a large container of hand sanitizer. Those very simple things help shelters because it allows them to use funding and operational resources for things like medications or for staff that they would otherwise have to expend on those little things that people can donate.
You always looking for volunteers if people can't help out financially?
Absolutely. We are constantly recruiting for volunteers because, as with everything, people's lives and their availability changes. So our volunteer population tends to be like our shelter population. It goes up and down with the season and the school year. So we encourage folks, if they're interested and if their children are interested, to come in, because we have some folks here that literally started out as volunteers as children, worked up through interns, temporary folks, and ended up becoming employees. So it's actually almost a career path. One of our best volunteers comes in every Tuesday and volunteers in our cat room, and basically the gentleman sleeps in the room in a chair, and the cats sleep on top of the gentleman, and I think it's a pretty good arrangement for all concerned.
Everybody's happy. You can find out how to get details on the Montgomery County Animal Resource Center wish list on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Mark Kumpf, keep up the good work. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate everybody's help and support.